Hello, and welcome to Comic Book Rundown. At the end of the last episode, the Avengers are facing off against some unknown foes. Will they prevail in their battle to save the Earth? Let's find out.
All right, so we go to the next issue, issue 70, and Kang apparently is mad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It's not like he tricked Avengers into being his pawns or anything.
Yeah, huh. Well, I mean, I don't get why he is mad, because he did get what he wanted, didn't he?
In a way, well, yes. He is... What he wants is to save Ravania.
Yeah.
But he has to play Grandmaster's game to do it.
I see. He doesn't like being jerked around. That's
basically
why he's mad. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So he goes to confront the Grandmaster, and he's like, why haven't we started? My champions are there.
Mm.
And Grandmaster's like, we're waiting on just one more person before we can actually start. And while he's saying all this, Kang's guards are like setting up like a high ground to shoot and attack the Grandmaster. And Grandmaster's like, yeah, no, and like blows them up.
Yeah, not happening on my watch.
So then we go back to the Avengers on Earth, and we see Iron Man come flying in. He was the fourth guy they were waiting on.
Yes.
And they know this is the real Iron Man, I think. They don't have time to question it because, you know, the battle starts.
Yeah.
And we get a quick summary of the Squadron Sinister from the Grandmaster. Mm-hmm. And he says, let's see, what does he say?
Didn't he say he created these beings?
Yeah, they're from like alternate Earth. Oh, alternate time and space.
Yeah.
So they're from different eras. And yeah, he gave them all these powers. Like, let's see here. We got the super athletic Nighthawk, steel muscled Hyperion, Dr. Spectrum and his power prism, and even I who swallow a pellet to become the ultra swift wizard.
Which is funny that how he got his powers was pretty much taking a pill.
I mean, but I like how he had the suit on before he took the pill.
Yeah, exactly.
Just in case.
He had to get ready for it.
Yeah. So the Sinister Squadron Sinister disappears before their eyes. And then they see all these monuments. They see the Statue of Liberty, the Taj Mahal, Big Ben, and the Sphinx. And they're able to piece together that this is where they need to go to fight their battles. So Iron Man rushes off to Taj Mahal, and he's happy because he doesn't want to have to, you know, Tony doesn't want to have to answer any of their questions.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know what answers to give him.
Yeah, he sees them staring daggers at him right now, and he's like, don't want that.
Yeah. So he rushes off. Thor goes to... where does he go? Oh, no.
Thor helps everyone else get to their places, I think.
Yeah, he takes them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he takes them and drops them off. Like, he drops Cap at the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. Which is fitting that Captain America is going to be on Liberty Island to fight, you
right?
know? Yeah.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense for him.
Oh, yeah. Everyone else doesn't make much sense where their location is, but, you know.
Yeah, we'll get to where they get dropped off here in a minute. So as Cap is wandering, running around Lady Liberty, he falls into the old...
the lasso.
What trap is that? Yes,
it's
the
like
lasso,
a lasso trap.
Like,
it's so dumb. I'm like, how did you fall for this?
My question is, how does that shit actually work?
No, seriously. Like whenever you see anyone with like a thing where they throw it, or a grappling hook, or this thing where on the ground, none of these physically can work.
Right?
It's so dumb. Like, that's the magic of it, that this thing actually worked.
Yeah. We see Nighthawk. He had ensnared Captain America, and I guess by pulling that lasso taut, he slammed him into the wall and knocked him out.
Yeah. Convenient.
Right? Because I like how he gets knocked out by hitting the wall, but he's taken a punch from the Red Skull and been fine.
Yeah. It's just,
whatever.
Some days, you know how some days you feel better than other days?
You got me there.
Today's just one of those days he wasn't feeling it.
So he wakes up in Nighthawk's ship.
Mm-hmm.
And Nighthawk is like, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to take my prize. You know, if you look out the window, you'll see what that is. And we see that he has stolen Statue of Liberty.
Yes. Very subtle.
Very, very villainous. Like, oh, I'm just going to grab him under the arms and lift her up.
Yeah. I also feel like if you sold the technology of however strong these magnets are for this thing, you'd be a billionaire. Because, I mean, that's right? Ridiculous.
Well, I mean, that thing's got to weigh how many freaking tons? Like,
oh, my gosh. Like, an unimaginable amount of pounds, you know?
And this plane is able to lift it off and... Looks like lift off the ground a good ways, too.
Not just lift it, perfectly have it off a platform. Like, no brakes or anything. Like,
yeah.
The amount of technology that goes into creating this feat is insurmountable.
He went under there before and you know, laser cutted it.
Exactly,
under.
Yeah. You know, because he's Nighthawk. That's what he does. Yeah. Good old Nighthawk. Yeah.
The entire time he's got this trigger that if Cap even attempts to move... will blow up the either blow up Statue of Liberty or release the mechanism to let it drop.
Yeah.
Of course, Cap's like, fuck you, and throws his shield and destroys it.
Yeah, and this is where we learn that Nighthawk doesn't know what a dead man switch is.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he jumps down his escape hatch down to the clamps themselves and is going to try to manually drop it. But, you know, Captain America... stops him.
Yeah, does his thing.
Yeah. So right now it's Kang has got one to Grandmaster Zero.
Which I also find it not cool that for Kang to win, all four of his champions have to win. It's not even like whoever the majority wins. Yeah, if like one person loses, you lose all. I'm like, when did that stipulation become a thing?
Yeah, I noticed that too. I'm like, how? Why?
Yeah, that's not very fair.
So we then get Iron Man running off or flying to the Taj Mahal. He runs into Dr. Spectrum and...
Which, did you have trouble reading? Because the power prism talks, I guess.
Yeah,
but I couldn't read what it was saying.
Yeah, that one's on me. That one was...
Oh, okay.
The copy that I sent you.
But also, I just feel like black with yellow in that tiny a font is gonna just... It's not easy to read, you know? So...
Yeah, so I'm reading it. The copy I sent you, you know, had some bad coloring.
Yeah.
I've got the book, the trade, and reading it that way.
So they probably brightened it up just a tad since
the colors are better.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I got the gist of what it was saying because, like, some of the words are really big and stuff. So I was able to kind of piece together that it was pretty much telling him what moves to make next. And it was kind of this cool juxtaposition where Dr. Spectrum doesn't like being told what to do, but everything the power prism is telling him is what he should be doing. So
yeah, he has to listen to him.
Exactly. So I thought that was kind of a fun little, like, interesting trope of his character, you know?
Yeah. Ultimately, it's a quick battle.
Yeah.
Iron Man is able, like, he pieces together one thing that the prism says. And what was it? If Dr. Spectrum hadn't blurted out those words about a polychromatic shield, you know, he probably would have won. But apparently, Iron Man has every device he needs in that suit. So
yeah, seriously, it's crazy. He just that little circle just has everything in it. It's amazing.
Yeah. So that's 2-1, 2-0 right now. We go over to Thor that's at the Sphinx in Egypt, and he's, you know, set to fight Hyperion. This is another quick battle. Like, nothing really dramatic.
They had to fit four battle sequences into one issue and talk about other stuff. So they're like, let's get these battles quickly through here.
Yeah. I mean, Thor just... He uses his hammer to, I guess, make a whirlwind around Hyperion.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool thing he does.
Yeah, it's one of the few cool things he does with that thing.
Yeah.
Meow Meow is good sometimes.
Yeah, but it's interesting because, like, not only does it create a whirlwind, but it creates a whirlwind that, like, where is it? It says that it, like, reverses the atomic, like, molecular structure of Hyperion or something to be able to capture him. And I'm like,
well, and
that's
I
crazy.
I feel like combined with the atomic structure, they're in Egypt with the sand. Like, he's able to take the sand with the whirlwind.
Yeah, and make a glass
and the bowl. Atomic, and basically captures him in a crystal ball.
I mean,
it's not crystal, but
Yeah.
Use the sand to make a ball.
And I thought that was cool. I thought that was a very inventive way to use his hammer. So I was like all for that. I'm like, cool. And yeah. New stuff that I haven't seen before. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Thor, like I have said this in the Thor books I've read, I'm intrigued by him, but I haven't read enough, especially the old stuff. I've only read a few of the newer stuff, and not mm-hmm. even that much.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know his full range of yeah. what he can do and what he can't do.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, this same thing. Like I see this and I'm like, okay, he's got a power I didn't know of.
Yeah.
But then again, in these issues, we're finding out these characters have powers no one's known about.
Yeah. What is that? Convenient plot points or whatever, where it's yeah. like, you know, their superpowers are linked to what plot point they have to hit next and everything.
Yeah. So now it's 3-0. And so we're left with Goliath at Big Ben in England. And when they show him, he's arguing with somebody off screen because for whatever reason they have a screen in his face.
Yeah, just his face.
I don't know. But it turns out he's yelling at the Black Knight.
Yes.
And
who's someone I've never heard of, actually.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We ran into the Black Knight in previous Avengers issues. He helped out. When was it? He was helping out with Doctor Strange
mm-hmm.
and Black Panther and Hawkeye and I think Vision. They were trying to stop the end of the world because mm-hmm. what they do. Some spell that Strange was trying to stop, and he enlisted their help. Black Knight showed up there.
Okay, cool.
So he's... I know very little about him.
Yeah.
Except for what we get in these issues here.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I mean, I can say it now, this is the character that I think will be showing up in Avengers.
Oh, okay.
Because in the next issue, 71, that's the issue mainly about the Black Knight and him yeah. becoming an Avenger.
Yeah.
And that's the one that Marvel, one of the ones Marvel pushed out here recently. Hey, check this book out.
Oh, that's super cool. So is there any rumors about who would be playing the Black Knight?
No idea,
dude.
Haven't heard squat yet.
Well, you heard it here first. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. If that comes to be true.
Actually not, because I heard it on, not only here, but I heard it on another podcast.
Okay.
The Fortress of Comic News.
Uh-huh.
Chris, who we've had on the show before, him and his buddy Mike on there have talked about it. So. Yeah.
So you're a good podcast host and you source people. You don't just take all the
credit. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell okay. yeah.
So anyone out there listening, this was my idea first. no.
Love it.
The guy who just said he didn't know who Black Knight was. I thought it was going to be Black Knight. There we go.
There we go. So what we get here is Black Knight is, you know, he's in England. He's friends with the Avengers
because yeah.
he is. He's helped them out. His base of operations is England. And he sees Goliath and he's like, okay, hey, I'm here to help. Why are you yelling at me? Stop yelling at me.
Yeah.
And Goliath's like, look, you can't be here. I have to take care of this myself. I don't get why he just doesn't say, hey, I'm in this battle
yeah.
with for the Earth. Let me do this because I'm supposed to do this alone.
Yeah, explain it a little bit. Yeah.
Exactly.
Communication.
Like, yes. They don't do that enough.
No. Mm-mm.
Because what happens, we have the Wizard is trying to steal Big Ben. And so Goliath goes over to try and stop him. But while the Wizard is running around and confusing Goliath, Black Knight comes up and like smacks him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And Goliath's like, what are you doing? Stop that. No. Which ultimately makes the deal null and void.
Mm-hmm.
Now the game between Grandmaster and Kang has ended because a third party has stepped in.
Yeah.
And the Grandmaster is like, all right, well, you interfered in the game. Everything's done. I'm going to win now.
Yeah. Well, also, it begs the question. The Grandmaster was able to incinerate these people that were going to shoot him before. He didn't have the ability to stop a guy from interfering in his game. I'm like, this guy.
Plot device.
Yeah, this guy. Come on. Or yeah. he's just that much of a douchebag that he's like, oh, I'll stop people if it hurts me, but I'm not stopping anyone if it benefits me, you know?
Oh, yeah. This benefited him
yeah.
at this point.
Yeah.
So at the end of the issue, we have the Black Knight saying, I swear that I'll go to the far heavens to help my Avengers brethren, and I'll go wherever I need to. Even if I have to go to the future, I'll find a way.
Yeah.
okay. You're just a guy in a knight costume with an enchanted sword.
Yeah.
Somehow you're going to get to the future? Sure. Good luck, guy.
He'll figure it out. If there's a will, there's a way.
Well, yeah. Well, we'll see what happens come up in the next issue.
Coming up in the next issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you like listening to Jordan, please check out Wreck My Podcast on all the podcasting apps and YouTube. You can also find them on Twitter and Instagram at Wreck My Podcast. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Avengers story.